Among the shotguns, grenades, and other weapons hidden inside a civilian home in Khan Yunis, IDF soldiers found a 48-piece puzzle. When put together, a shocking picture was revealed. Young children from various Arab countries attacking and conquering Israel by sea and land, using tanks, ships, guns, and stones. In a way, it seemed like a prequel to what happened on October 7. Yael and Benjamin Resnick, who moved to Israel from Los Angeles 11 years ago, watched the news in disbelief. "It was obvious that they are brainwashing kids at a very young age," said Yael. "And it gave us an idea to fight hate with love," said Yael. Yael, a talented artist, has filled her house with paintings and functional art, such as table runners depicting the crossing of the Red Sea, challah covers, and more. Although she had never created a puzzle before and admits she doesn't even like puzzles, this discovery inspired her to create one showcasing the state of Israel and all its great technological developments and monumental places. "In the Holy Land, we felt that we are not soldiers and don't have the ability to go and fight ourselves," she said. "We are not even native Israelis, so we figured we are going to fight this war through art. We mapped all the great things Israel has shared with the world. Science, inventions, technology, and so much more," said Yael. The 500-piece jigsaw puzzle is an educational tool for children to learn about Israel's geography. Each major city is labeled in Hebrew and includes a significant feature, such as the Western Wall in Jerusalem or people surfing in the Mediterranean Sea in Tel Aviv. The Israeli anthem, Hatikvah, is written on the side of the map, along with a Jewish prayer, Avinu Shi'ashayim. The puzzle is beautifully framed with dozens of Israeli flags. "We have a QR code that leads players to each city in Israel with an explanation and some facts about it," said Benjamin. Yael also designed a second wooden puzzle with 210 pieces. In addition to the regular pieces, there are 18 custom shapes, including a Torah, a menorah, and Shabbat candles. In the middle of the puzzle are the words of Hatikvah. The couple tested the puzzle on their four children, ages 13 to 22. Then they shared it with family and friends who have younger children to test its playability. After receiving approval from the kids, they started manufacturing the puzzles. Without any publicity and mainly through word of mouth, they sold hundreds of puzzles. "We have parents as well as teachers buying them for their classes," said Yael. "Some are calling us and saying they loved it so much they wanted to order more puzzles as gifts." The couple lives in Karne Shamran, a settlement 30 miles northeast of Tel Aviv. "We met at a bat mitzvah at Adat Ariel where my cousin studied," Benjamin said. Yael was a student at the school and later worked there as a teacher before moving on to Valley Beth Shalom, where she taught Judaism. After making Aliyah, Yael decided to turn her passion for art into a full-time profession. Asked if they ever regretted their decision to move to Israel given the current situation, they both said they are very happy with their choice, despite the war. "Of course, it's a bit stressful, but the future of the Jewish people is in Israel and not in America," Benjamin said. Yael is often asked by clients to produce more puzzles, but she said she is taking a break for now. "I just designed a few t-shirts connected to October 7th, with drawings of soldiers, war, and peace. We are going to do a t-shirt launch soon." The Resnicks see the puzzle not only as a fun game for the entire family, but also as a powerful symbol of unity and resilience. By engaging in this activity, they hope to inspire a sense of connection and pride in Israel's achievements, fostering a deeper understanding and appreciation for the country's rich heritage and contributions to the world. "We just wanted people to put Israel together again, literally building it piece by piece," said Yael. The puzzles are available for purchase on Amazon or on Yael's website, YaelHarrisResnick.com.